take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. Good morning and happy Friday. It's 9:36 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and thank you for spending your Friday with me. I always love to hear from you guys, too. Maybe what you're getting into this weekend. Text me, 437-1620. I'll see it. I'll give you a little shout out. And it is a little gloomy. I know. We're going to get some sun here eventually. Hopefully, maybe just a peek of it tomorrow. But we're going to bring a little sunshine into your lives today. And I kind of gave you a little bit of a preview right there with a little Beach Boys on this amazing Friday morning, whether it's sunny out or not. So today, for Fun Friday, we have a friend of ours here. His name is Lizin Dankaiescu. I just nailed it. He is the chapter director for our local Christian Surfers Association. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, stoked to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm glad you came to hang out with me because this is something different and fun. And we are approaching on, well, maybe it's always surf season for you because I know you, but for other people, maybe not so much, or maybe they don't know much about surfing or how to get involved and get into it. So this is a great topic, especially as we're approaching our warm weather and people want to start learning different things, or people move here, you know, and they want to get involved. So this is a great avenue. So I want to kick it off. Christian Surfers Association, who are you guys and how did y'all start?
So Christian Surfers it's actually an international organization. We're in 38 countries around the world. Christian Surfers United States is one of those countries. We have 27 chapters nationally, growing. We just launched Orlando, Huntington Beach, Santa Cruz, and Hawaii, all within the last year. And really, we exist to, you know, bring God to the surfing community. One of our mottos is we're the bridge from the beach to the church. So we're able to interact with people in the community, you know, out in the water that maybe never would set foot into a church. Mm. And we can kind of help them along their way.
That's awesome. So it just kind of was like an organic start. Like people who like to surf that also, you know, knew other people who might not just go into church or whatever, and but they knew like they had a different lifestyle or like a lifestyle that needed to maybe have a change.
Yeah, so surfers are really kind of have been known to be countercultural, and I think it was sometime in the 60s or 70s in Australia was when Christian Surfers was originally founded. Mm. And
that's cool.
A lot of these guys, they look at, and if you look at the Bible, really one of the most countercultural people in existence throughout history was Jesus. And so they wanted to create a community of fellowship and like-minded individuals to help prop each other up, encourage each other, and honestly help keep us out of trouble. You know, sometimes we can end up getting into some bad things. And so to have a community that's, you know, around you and keeping you on the straight and narrow, so to speak,
it's, yeah, sure,
very positive.
Well, and to like, I mean, you never know with surfers. Sometimes like they can have like a really bad rep, or they can like have that whole like muscular surfer fit reputation as well. But, you know, I've experienced both, right? So you get it on either side, but having Christian Surfers Association be a like a beacon of hope and encouragement, and also like a non-judgmental source as well.
Oh, for sure. You know, one of the big things that we often have to explain is this is not like some sort of a surf team where you have to be so good to join, or you have to be, you know, have surfed this amount of time or anything like that. we're Christians first, and, you know, we can teach you the surfing part. That's one of the things we like to say. And so we really, one of our, you know, one of the main things we do is outreach, and involved with that is a lot of surf camps, helping teach people and, you know, a lot of youth, mm-hmm. At-risk youth and different people, you know, how to surf, give them the basics. And if it's something that they want to pursue, we can help them along the way. And, you know, it's always fun to be surfing with your friends. Yeah. Even though it is kind of a loner sport, you're kind of out there at one with nature. It's really fun to be with your friends and kind of rooting each other on and
absolutely.
Maybe even giving a little poke here and there, making fun of each other. But yeah, it's all in good fun.
That's awesome. So, I mean, yeah, it is. You called it a loner sport. I did not. So let's put that on the record. But you know what? At the end, I mean, you always meet back on the sand, you know? So, and I always see like, so I'm not, let me just go ahead and put this out there. I'm not the best water person. I don't like not knowing what's underneath me. I have like just, I feel like it's a normal fear of not seeing what's underneath me. But I also do enjoy watching the sport, and I enjoy watching my children, especially my middle child, who loves surfing, paddle boarding, skimboarding, all the things. But you watch the surfers out there, whether you're on Pensacola Beach or Navarre, or whether you're in South Florida, or even when we were in Hawaii, right? And they go out there and they'll just sit there and they'll chat if it's like there's no wave yet, right?
Absolutely.
So you have that community there, and sometimes like when you're in that vulnerable spot, you never know if somebody will want to open up and just talk about like their life.
Exactly.
In like a comfortable area,
and
you know?
That's one of the main outreach, you know, opportunities that we have, is connecting with people in the water, because, you know, waves, they tend to come in sets, and so there are these lulls that we have in between waves, and you're kind of sitting around chatting, and you know, you can bring up important things. You can talk about real life, or you can just kind of have surficial conversations. We like to try to have real life conversations with people, and you know, a lot of the surfers out here, we've all known each other since we were groms, since we were little kids,
mm-hmm.
and you know, being able to actually invest in other people's lives and hear what's going on in their lives, it really does make a difference.
Yeah, and I hear like that once you start surfing and you catch on to it, you fall in love with it, and it just becomes something that you are excited to go out and do. And I have people texting in, and I want to say good morning to all of you, and they said, I want to learn how to surf. So how easy is it for you to actually teach like a beginner level surfer?
So it's definitely individually dependent, but in a given surf camp that we do with a Never Ever, by the end of the day, in a day camp, you will be surfing. You will be, you know, somebody will be pushing you into a wave, but you'll be able to be standing up and riding a wave. And, you know, a lot more of the paddling and doing it all for yourself, that comes with practice and mm-hmm. time, just like with any other sport. It's not something that you're going to be professional at right away.
Right.
I've been surfing for 25 years and I'm still a kook, so it's totally fine.
Wipeouts happen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
in life happen and in the
everything.
Water.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it's something that, you know, and okay, here's another question. How old do I have to be to go to the surf camps? Is this just for kids, or do you have adult surfing lessons and surf camps as well?
So when we do open camps, we like to say they're from ages 8 to 80. It's never too late to start surfing. It's never too late to get in the water. There's actually tons of scientific data out there that, you know, can shows how saltwater immersion and being in the saltwater and the salt air can really benefit your health. And so even we just... It's open to everybody. We mm-hmm. have the age limit at the bottom just to make sure that we have, you know, swimming capable people. And even with that, if it's a small child that's really comfortable in the water, we'll just slap a life jacket on
right.
them. And as long yeah. as their parents are cool with it and sign a waiver, like,
sign the waiver. He just said, sign the waiver. Awesome. And I, you know what? You just said like the water is good for you. It's good for your body. It's good for your soul, your overall well-being. I say like when I go outside and I need the vitamin D from the sun, I also need the vitamin C. from the ocean. So we have more with Leeson when we come back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car, Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Short Attention Span Theater is back, and it opens this weekend at the Pensacola Little Theater. Performances through Saturday, April 3rd. Showtimes and tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. This Sunday, the Pensacola Symphony is presenting an outdoor concert in the park. Showtime is 3 o'clock on the Museum Plaza downtown. Admission is free. Bring a blanket or lawn chair. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com. The Pensacola Chamber Pace Awards, the Symphony's Russian Spectacular, and Habitat for Humanity's Food Truck Festival. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Actually, make that 9:49. It changed on me super fast. So we have a little bit of time left. We are chatting with Leeson, and he is the local chapter director for Christian Surfers Association. And we're approaching on some good weather. I really feel it in my bones. It's going to be sunny. Before we know it, everybody's going to be at the beach. We'll have the bridge open. Life will be good again. Let's just say it so it happens, right?
But speak it into existence.
That's right. I love it. But we're talking about just the opportunities. And when we were on our break, Leeson and I were just talking about, too, about how maybe you're already a seasoned surfer, or maybe you're just somebody who wants to get involved in something like this. Maybe you're a beach goer and you want to maybe get a little bit better at surfing or be a part of that community because it's just something you're drawn to. You have other opportunities outside of local efforts that you guys are a part of, right?
Yeah. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, it's an international organization. So, you know, as surfers, one of the things that almost every surfer will tell you they love to do is they love to travel. They love to surf new waves. And so inherent in that is a missional life. And so what we do as an organization, we partner with other Christian surfers chapters or countries internationally, and we go on surf and serve mission trips. So we've done the St. Augustine chapter recently, went to the Dominican Republic to serve at a youth boys' home. They did some construction work there, helped.
So it's more than just surfing.
Absolutely. So, you know, like, we'll be heading to El Salvador here in June, and we'll be partnering with Christian Surfers El Salvador and going out to a lot of outlying communities and just loving on the people. And, you know, we get to surf in the morning sometimes, in the afternoons, but really it's about serving the community. The surfing comes, you know, behind that. So if there's a ministry opportunity or something that we have scheduled, surfing can wait. It's not a surf trip, but we do get to surf. We are Christian surfers, so we like to get
of course
some water time.
Of course you're gonna get some water time. I know you, so yeah. And I mean, I also have seen the beautiful pictures from when you get to go on these trips. So this is more than just like a surfing fun opportunity. If you really have like a heart to reach out to the world, then you guys can be a part of this community and be able to do this. Now I want to ask, just hopping right back over locally, do you guys have any surf camps coming up in the Pensacola area?
Yeah, so we're going to be running our Water Souls surf camps coming up this April and May. Most of them are centered around specific organizations, but we will have a couple open camps.
Mm-hmm.
The one that will definitely be happening is the morning of May 29th, which is also Family Beach Fest, one of our big partnership opportunities that we have. Family Beach Fest is a yearly event. We'll just pretend last year didn't happen. That we have out on Pensacola Beach on Memorial Day weekend, and it's just a great time for you to bring your family out. We have worship music, games, different booths, information, you know. And this year we'll be having Christafari, a Christian reggae group out of California, will be the headliner.
It's
going to be really, really epic. It's going to be an awesome time. I hope you guys all come out. But in the morning before that, we'll have an open camp, and so anybody can come out to the beach there and sign up. And
that's over like by the crabs, that area, right?
Yeah, it'll be at Main Beach at the pavilion. Okay. Depending on the time and what some of the local organizations have to say, it'll either be on the west side of the pier or on the east side of crabs. We're not allowed to surf in between the pier and
the rules.
Crabs,
you have to follow the rules.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so Family Beach Fest, that's a partnership that y'all have. And that's a free event. Anybody, because it's...
Yes, it's completely free to everyone. It's just a way of us to bring some light out to the community and just make a great family environment for people to come out. A lot of times you can come out to the beach, and especially at Main Beach, it can be a little hectic, we'll just say that.
Oh yeah. it's definitely spirited, is what I'll say. Lots of atmosphere is happening. But it's I mean, we've gone for 2 years, except for obviously last year. We, you know, life was on pause for a moment. But we've gone 2 years before. It's always been so much fun, and you meet so many different people, you see your friends out there, and there's so much going on already at the beach during Memorial Day weekend. This is a great opportunity for people to be out there and be able to experience something different. And with Christian Surfers, it's super cool because you guys open it up for people that, and now you're saying the surf camp is free as well.
Oh, absolutely. All of our surf camps are free. We're a completely donation-based organization, so we don't anything to anybody, not our members, not participants in our events, nothing like that. It's you know, we do have some gear, you know, some hats and t-shirts and stuff that are for sale at certain events, but it's you know, we're a nonprofit. We're not charging people to be a part of it. It's not about the money.
Okay,
it's about reaching the community.
Yeah, and giving these kids an opportunity to do something maybe they've never done, or that they've been, you know, hoping and dreaming to be a part of, because we live on the Gulf Coast.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right, we have a little bit more with Lizon when we come back.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost. We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is your sheriff's office, and together we strive to keep our community safe. I'm Sheriff Chip Simmons, and one of the easiest things that you can do to prevent a crime is to lock your doors and keep it yours. You can form a neighborhood watch by joining our Neighborhood Watch program, or get involved with your sheriff's office by signing up for our Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. For more information about safety tips or programs we provide, visit our website at escambiaso.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna, and we've been able to hang out with, and I'm going to try your name one more time, Lizon Doncaiescu.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, with Christian Surfers, this is such a cool opportunity because, first of all, people love the word free. And second of all, we live in one of the most beautiful areas in the world, and you get to surf here as well. So people have been texting in. They love Christian Surfers Association. So huge shout out. You're getting some love. And people want to know, how do they get involved? How do they contact you? Do you have a Facebook? Do you have a website so they can go online and donate?
Yeah. So you can give us a follow on Instagram or Facebook at Christian Surfers Pensacola. You can just search for us there. You could reach out to us at ChristianSurfersPcola@gmail.com. And for any donations, that goes through the national website. That's ChristianSurfers.com. And you go to the donate page, and there's a drop-down menu, and you can select the specific chapter that you would like to donate to. And all those donations are tax-deductible charitable contributions.
Excellent. Perfect. So if y'all want to go on online, follow them, give them a like, let them know that you heard them here on Pep Talk. I would love that, and thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you, and just want to say thank you to everybody out there who supports our organization, our team, the local surf shops. We love you guys. Thank you so much.